Tantalize, or damn, you're hot, dude. What's up, bro?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, dude. God damn. Oh, Jack Tall.
Yo, is it bro. Only you? Is it only how many people are here?
Just you, bro. Just the Tantalizer himself.
Oh shit. Hey, I'm at work right now. Can I like what's up? I'm at work.
Where are you working, bro? You're like in an all male bathhouse. Where are you at?
I'm in a storage place. I got like a little gym set up back there. Hey, I got this dude about to walk in.
All right. Go back get your customer.
Hold up.
Yo, bring us to your customer. No, I'm kidding. Right. Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't get fired.
No, I'm the only employee. I can't get fired.
Sick. Yeah. Don't handle business, dude.
I'm about to. Hold up.
No, I'm not holding up.
Wait, hold on. Okay, they're chilling. But
no, dude.
What are you guys doing? They're
not chilling. Nothing. They're waiting. They're looking at you through the door like, what the fuck is he doing right now?
Hold up.
What you doing, bro? All right, I'm going to leave the Tantalizer alone for a minute. Let him do his thing. Jared Lehman. Oh, man. Dude, the Tantalizer fucking rules.
Tantalizer does rule. He's getting jacked at a storage facility.
What's up, dude?
What's up?
What you doing?
Just fucking hanging out watching this shit. I better mute it because I can't hear what the fuck you guys are saying.
True. Good move. What you up to?
Dude, just fucking watching this shit. Got home from work, fucking having a little jinky.
Woo!
Yeah, where are you from? Canada?
No, I'm not from Canada. It was my
Tantalizer, buddy. Your mic's off. Go ahead, Jared.
Do you remember?
There we go. Tantalizer, hold it tight for a second. We got Jared going right now. Jared, what's up?
Oh, what's up, Jared?
What's up, buddy? Holy fuck, now I'm on the TV.
I got pre-workout in this McDonald's
cup.
Jared.
God damn it.
Yo.
Tantalizer's being a motherfucker to you right now.
What the fuck did he say?
He's just fucking stunting on you. His beverage is big as hell, dude. He's like, he said that little solo cup. I got pre-workout in here.
I got fucking whiskey on top of the fridge there, about 6 bottles. So.
Dang.
Yo.
That house built in the 70s? That's like a 60-70.
Tantalizer, dude, you're an animal.
Dude, shut the fuck up.
I'm not saying, I respect the older
Tantalizer,
house,
just because you're at fucking NASA, dude, you're not going to be talking shit. Setup's clean as hell.
Hey, I'm in Space City.
God damn it. I can't talk on this fucking thing, dude.
All right. Jared, you're the man, dude.
No, wait, Jared.
Jared, what you got?
Yo.
Were you at the Buffalo show?
I'm going to
Me and my buddy were up there.
Yeah, that's it. Hell yeah.
When he's hammered, yeah.
Fuck yeah, you guys are the best.
Shout out Cubby.
Yeah, man. You and Cubby
out here laying pipe, baby.
Yeah.
I just muted the Tantalizer, dude.
Yo, keep the Tantalizer on.
I can put a muzzle on the Tantalizer.
Yo, Shane. What's up? Laugh and make fun of the Italians and shit, dude. You come with the Germans the other day. That hurt my fucking feelings, you Nick.
My bad, bro. My bad. I forgot.
What do you say about the Germans? Yeah.
These guys are like Amish, dude. They're like they're fucking
no, I come from Mennonites.
Oh, you're fucking it. You're PA Dutch.
Pennsylvania Deutsch, yeah, there you go.
Damn, dude. That's
yeah, but they're up, congrats, they're up in dude. Like upstate New York.
Huh?
Aren't you guys in like New York?
No, north central Pennsylvania, Potter County.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Who would win in a fight? All of the Mennonites versus the Hasidic Jews? And have you guys ever engaged in clan warfare?
Come on, son. You know the Mennonites. All they do is build barns all day.
True. Are you saying Jews don't build barns?
No, dude. They build temples.
All right.
You man, dude. Thank you. I agree. You guys would definitely win. But, it's a theoretical battle, dude. I'm just, you know.
I mean, the Germans are good at war.
Well, actually, I don't want to start this battle back again. All right, you're right.
You guys
forgot about that.
You guys are 1-0.
Oh fuck, Tantalizer! What are your closing statements, dude? I'm gonna.
I just want to say where I'm from. Pretty much, you know, white people are white.
No,
people.
No, God damn it, Tantalizer! You're out, dude. You're fucking out, Tantalizer.
He was just trying to say, like, nobody's German or Italian.
Oh.
And then you hear him, like, at the end, he was like, no.
Oh. That's true. He looks like he's, like, a SoCal boy. I don't think they still get on that white ethnic.
So fucking funny.
Fuck, man. This is what a treat. You'll see how Ashton Boland and Billy Bingsworth comes in. I might throw the corn dog, dude. That might be a triple. There he is. There's Boylan, dude. Let me see Billy Bingsworth. Damn, dude. That's a sick.
Hold on, I'm gonna get this shit working.
What's up, Boland?
What's up? I got questions.
Sure.
All right. I was looking at listening to the Old Testament. Yeah. You mentioned the Cusker's dong wax. Did you ever do a design for that?
No, I never set up the design.
All right. Well, I'll do this.
It was all head stash.
I do art.
Hell yeah. Oh, boy. Here comes Bingsworth, dude. Yo,
Bingsworth's going to fuck you up.
God damn, dude. Look at that beard.
What up, Bingsworth?
Yeah.
What you doing? What's up, bro? Damn, Bingsworth psyoping you, dude, with the gaze. Oh, he's coming in.
You
gotta
tell Bingsworth a rule.
Bingsworth's coming in on you, dude. What up, Bingsworth? Huh? Dude, what you got going on, bro? Boland, your tech is far superior to Bingsworth. Hey, right? Where'd you get that flag of Labs?
That's a band called Foxing. It's their fucking album cover for the Albatross.
Sick.
Yeah.
It's dull shit. It's emo band. You're not gonna
yeah. I'm sorry. I would just say if you're in a band and Labs are your choice, that's a pretty emo design. It's fucking sick, though. They probably got pussy with that.
It reeks of suburbia.
I'm a lab!
Yo, Shane, I got a question for you.
What up?
All right, I already hit up the turd, but he didn't respond. Hey, when you were doing the Timonium show, there was the opener who had big ass titties. I cannot find her name anywhere. Who was that?
I don't know her name, but DM me on Instagram. I have it. She follows me on Instagram. You can follow her on there.
All right, bet.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
All right.
She did. She had ridiculous tits, and her Instagram is just all tits.
All right.
It's intense.
I appreciate your quest for knowledge. Billy Bingsworth, you're having audio issues. You fucking rule, dude.
I think it works.
Yes. Oh, my God. He's hell yeah. What you got to say? Austin was just trashing you, dude.
Ah, shit.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm a fucking loser.
Where you at, Bingsworth?
No, Billy?
Bingsworth.
I'm up in Minimum, Colorado, you know, just chilling in the trailer.
Hell yeah, dude.
Fuck yes. What are you doing? Billy Bingsworth, you get in a trailer in Colorado?
Yeah, man.
What do you do up there? That looks like a nice trailer, bro.
I was about to say,
it's a pretty sweet trailer, man. I do a little bit of everything. I'm a carpenter's assistant. I make t-shirts. I make stickers.
Oh, nice.
Classic Bingsworth, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm bingling hard.
You're out there bingling multiple directions.
Yeah, whatever it takes to be a ski bum.
Heard that.
Oh, yeah. So you're big into – I suck at skiing.
I'm mainly a snowboarder, but I can ski a little bit.
I'm pretty advanced. I'm a pretty advanced skier. not a very good snowboarder. I snowboarded once and fell into a ditch and couldn't get out for like 5 minutes.
That's usually how it starts.
Yeah, I'm more of a ski blader. I'm an extreme ski blader doing like 360s and stuff.
Oh shit, man.
Joker hat on the mountain. I got a Joker hat and ski blades.
Damn, you have the Joker hat?
Yeah, dude.
You ever go out to Camelback? That's where I grew up, right?
Really? I've shredded Camelback, dude. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I almost got sponsored.
Jersey.
Huh?
I said, I'm an East Coast bull from New Jersey.
That's what's up, bro. Well, congrats on finding your way out there. You guys are sick. We're going to keep this moving. Bingsworth.
Take these dogs.
Keep doing your
hell yeah. Have a good one, boys.
Later, dude. Boland.
Yo.
Stay fucking sick, dude.
Peace out, man.
Hey, I go.
Sorry, brother. See what Riley's up to. Damn, this room is thick. At some point, we're going to have to cut it.
Yeah.
Riley Bang.
Yo, what's good?
What's up, bro? What you doing?
Sorry, I'm trying to fucking get the YouTube going. What's up, guys?
What you doing, bro?
How much?
You got that barstool.
Ethan treading on you.
Ethan coming in? Yeah, dude. I saw you on Blind Mike's shit the other day.
Oh, nice.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, Blind Mike's the man.
He's a cool fucking dude.
Yeah, he's definitely like a really nice guy.
Dude, Ethan, what UMass you go to?
I didn't. I'm from Western Mass, but I go to school in D.C. What's going on, guys?
Chilling, bro. What you up to, dude?
Not much. Just hanging out, trying to learn music and fucking be less. Yo, Cam, I'm on. This is my roommate.
Dude.
That dude fucking flew in, man.
Dude, this is fucking
Jesus Christ.
Who's that, Kramer? Look at this guy.
Dude, speed in. Like, I'm going to see that speed again, dude. Let me see that speed.
Hit that speed again. Yo, can you beat that speed?
Quick ass.
He's gassed.
Oh, he's gassed.
Can we talk more about Billy Bingleworth?
But yeah, what do you know about Bingleworth?
That's the best character I've ever. The best name, the best face.
It is.
It looks like Weimar propaganda.
Yeah, he was out there for sure, dude. Living in a trailer in Colorado,
nice.
Dude.
He hit the lottery in terms of double wides, I think it was nice.
Yeah. Wait, Riley. So you guys what's all up, Mass boys?
I'm Mass, yeah.
Yeah.
How you guys feel about Tom Brady and Gronk, dude?
Dude, it's tough. I mean, fucking the Gronk, all my buddies are pissed, but like he wasn't coming back to play here anyway. So just let him let him go, dude. Let him have his fucking year of spring break.
Matt, what do you think about Gronk, dude?
What? How he left?
Yeah.
He left the Patriots?
What? Tom Brady did too. Where do you think
I know Patriots? I know Tom Brady. Tom Brady had to leave. They blackmailed him.
Where'd he go?
Tom Brady?
Yeah.
I think he went to like the Rams, maybe?
Close.
Where'd Brady go?
Close. Geographically. Close.
Yeah, pretty close.
I know he's out on the West Coast.
If they were still in St. Louis,
he's a West Coast guy.
He's playing for the Chiefs?
He's with the Bucks. Why do you think they blackmailed him? What do you think they blackmailed him on?
He got caught kissing his son, dude. You guys saw it. Kissed his son, gave his son COVID.
No, dude, Tom Brady's fucking MAGA, dude.
I mean, that's true. We had the MAGA's a wide spectrum, dude. Some of them kissed their sons on the mouth for 7 seconds.
So you think Trump rolled him up?
I think Trump rolled him up. Like, you can't play for this championship team anymore. We saw what's going on.
Or do you think he forgave him and brought him closer to Mar-a-Lago and was like, I'm going to keep an eye on you. No more kissing the boys.
It was funny, but
you can't have that image.
It could be it.
Could be on to something.
Hold yeah, dude. Man.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Hold Mass down.
What's the DOS on Bisbee?
Oh, dude, it's really nice. And it's not as like crazy as you think. It's very fucking relaxed. It's like, the weather's fucking perfect. Bisbee, like old Bisbee, the town is fucking awesome. Like the whole place is really, really cool. Yeah, it was like an old fucking copper mining town. It's cool.
They still have
it. Compound's legendary for comedy nerds like myself. So it's
Compound's sick. Doug's fucking MIA today, though. I don't know where he's. I think he's sleeping off of Seroquel, to be honest. He might be dead. This is the latest he's slept in.
You feel different after that? I just got the email link when I was watching the Lewis episode. You look a little.
Yeah, I was. I took it. I was real drowsy for 2 days. I was drowsy during the Blind Mike interview. I was like asleep.
Oh yeah, for sure, dude.
Yeah, I was like, I took a sleeping pill yesterday, and I feel tired. And then someone was like, yeah, dude. Matt was like, dude, that was an antipsychotic.
Yeah, I was listening to that podcast. I looked up Seroquel. I was like, I don't think that's a sleeping pill at all.
It's not. It's. I also looked it up, and the pill I took was 150 milligrams.
Jesus.
I took – Matt, what are you doing over there?
I'm checking the YouTube comments. Someone said Tom is MAGA in the streets, but Hillary in the sheets. Oh, fuck.
Dude, right, that boys. Fucking – you good?
What you got, bro?
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, I was fucking – I got ripped last night after watching that Lewis thing. I spent probably 45 minutes trying to figure out what the fuck he was talking about on that piece of paper he was writing on. It took me 45 minutes to realize he wasn't talking about fucking anything. But
you know what he does, though? He does while he's podcasting – I'm sure he does it during Real Ass Podcast. He'll, like, take notes. And I'm sure that was just a leftover –
I spent a while trying to decode Super Elk. you know that was a fuck. He thought that was a fucking idea, dude.
Yeah,
yeah. It's funny to think of his writing process.
Yeah,
what if we had an elk, but like a really big elk? he's like Rogan. Rogan's gonna love this one. That was his. He's in.
He is. Yeah.
Boys, I'm gonna let you guys move on.
You guys rule.
Shout out to you. Appreciate it, guys. Love the cast.
Love you guys.
Have a good one, boys.
Later, player. All right, who we got going on here? Oh boy,
I'm running out of gas.
All right, we'll go last. I might just let's just wild out on this, dude. It's gonna be a dog party.
No,
Rob Cruz, dude.
That was
easy. Oh sick.
Hey,
what's up?
What up, Nicole?
What's up?
Hey,
what's happening?
Hey, what's up?
How we doing, boys?
What's up, bro?
I was like played because I had the YouTube school open.
Yeah, who's still got their YouTube?
Jeff Verde.
Yes, dude. Hold up. Let me look better. There's a bay in here.
Hell yeah, dude.
Dude, there's a bay, dude. Smoking.
Yeah, dude. Slick your hair back, Jeff.
Whoa, mad people to compete with right now.
Yeah, this is tough. This is definitely a Royal Rumble right now.
Oh, she's smoking weed. Hold on, I gotta smoke weed now. Hold up.
Hell yeah, dude.
Rob, don't feel peer pressured.
Rob, dude.
Yo, I got vodka in a sippy cup, dude. I'm fucking crushing.
Damn, dude.
I Nicole, what's up?
What's up?
Sick.
Damn,
I never wish I did math more than my life just to one up everyone.
That'd be if good. I got by that, will everybody do it with me?
Yeah, for sure. Jeff would. Jeff's one to one. Jeff will follow you off the end of the earth right now.
Yeah, I would.
Jeff will one up me with some like fentanyl.
Oh yeah. That's what's up. 9 years ago, I would have, but I'm a different man now. So.
Oh, 9 years ago.
Heard that. Well, you guys are sick. We are running out of gas, dude.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Good to see you. Christopher Cagino, what are you up to, bro?
Nothing. Just living the fucking at home exiled life.
Sick.
Does anybody here have COVID?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah,
I did. I had it for sure.
Really?
I still do not smell or taste.
You had COVID?
I mean, I live in the city, and I've been on Long Island for like a month, and I gave it to my mom when I came out here.
Swag.
Damn.
How'd she handle it?
You know, it was fucking shitty. I mean, like it was like having the flu for 2 weeks, but, you know, moved on. Still working. Damn.
How's your mom?
She had a fever for like 10 days.
Oh, she died.
Yeah.
Oh, Nicole.
She's not handling it. Yeah. I was showing her all the bat soup videos and trying to make her listen to this. She was not having it, but she agreed.
She doesn't like the cast, dude. Moms do not like the cast.
No, not at all.
Yeah, my mom does not like hometown at all.
True. What is that, dude?
I would never try to play that for my mom.
True, yeah. That's some respect, Nicole. I appreciate that.
I mean, that's what happens when you're trapped here for 3 weeks. You just start losing touch with what's normal and not.
That's like, hey, mom, check out Cumtown.
Yeah, she was not having it, yo. She was like, that one boy's laugh is terrible. And then, you know.
She didn't like Stav's laugh? I love Stav. No, Stav's laugh
it's
is like
slur, it's needed. You know?
I love, yeah. Dude. That's how Stav is.
Two good Cassie boys like you, though.
True.
Oh, that's good.
Respect.
Hell yeah.
She's racist, too. So, but yeah, I work in the Bronx produce market and I definitely have COVID. So,
yeah, I work in a global
produce market and everybody there doesn't believe in it. And then now there's just like pictures of people that I know that I like to say hello to every day. They're like on the wall, it means they're dead. And it's pretty fucked up.
What?
Yeah, so I'm not kidding. So
damn,
it's pretty bad. That's where everybody's fruit comes from too. So it's pretty sick.
Where are you?
Oh, fuck.
I live in Long Beach, New York, but I work in the Hunts Point produce market in the Bronx.
Fuck man, yeah, I heard it was real bad in the Bronx, like north.
Really bad.
Yeah, north of
yeah,
the
that's
city
like where the ladies
up.
Of Hunts Point is at. So it's a shithole area as it is.
Like the HBO documentary, Hookers on the Point?
Yeah, that's like when my dad was working there when he was younger, and he'd be like, dude, they would hop up on the hoods of my car. It was like, oh, I'm trying to fight off the image of my dad, like, fending off hookers and shit.
Yeah. Yo, someone just called me Fat Kurt Metzger. That's tight. That's fucking sick.
He didn't even say anything. Someone just made fun of you. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Rob, oh. you gotta ignore the fat comments. Trust me, bro. They take a toll on you.
Slide off like you're butter, good. Like you love yeah. butter.
Oh shit, dude!
Fuck you, Nicole.
Dude, I'm prepping for like a virtual roast battle. I gotta get ready. I'm gonna be called fat and gay just so many times, dude. I gotta be ready.
Who are you battling?
It's like a whole bracket and it's going all in one night. But I'm going up against.
By the way, I'm sorry to cut you off. By the way, for the listeners, Rob's been a guest on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Full episode. Yeah. Yes. He was a Philly musician. Now he's a comic. Probably you still doing music?
Here and there. Yeah, mostly just doing comic, but
yeah, I'm sorry. So who are you battling?
You know, Matt Hyams.
Yeah.
Heard his name.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Cassandra
D's on it. Ryan Foster.
Yeah.
Ryan Foster and Cassandra Dee are going first against each other. I'm stoked to see that.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Should be interesting.
Yeah, and just like a bunch of other people.
So. Nice. That'll be fun. What's that on?
It's going to be on Zoom. There's like a Facebook event with like a link and stuff like that.
Sick.
So, if anyone's bored and wants to hear people call each other fat and gay.
Yeah, so that's all you can do, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what
are you doing over there, Nicole?
Taking a sweatshirt off.
No.
Yeah, Verdi, dude.
The dogs are getting fired up, dude. Chill.
My bad, yo. It's been, yo, chill. It's been a cool week. Yeah. My bad.
Well, all right.
Chill.
All right. See you guys.
Good night, boys.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Later.